it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out. I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold. Yeah, it feels like gold.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it feels like gold. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A source familiar with the campaign tells ABC News that as of last night, Vice President Kamala Harris had not selected her running mate. She's expected to make the decision today and appear with the choice during a rally in Philadelphia tonight. Could be a difficult day for thousands of travelers. More than 1,000 flights in the U.S. already delayed or canceled due to thunderstorms and Debbie. Historic rain expected throughout the southeast from Debbie. Millions are under flood alerts, some worried about their homes in Charleston.
We forgot one vent, so we had to come back and from our house in West Ashley and cover it up.
It was a rainy day on Wall Street Monday, but there could be a brighter forecast today as futures markets are higher. Japan's Nikkei bounced back with an 11% gain. And Bloomberg Philanthropies announced a $600 million gift to four historically black medical schools in the U.S. This is ABC News. More anti-immigration protests in the U.K., this time in Northern Ireland, says ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Fires burning into the night as anger on the streets continues. Mobs focusing on the police, with rocks and bottles directed at officers and vehicles. The Northern Ireland Assembly will be recalled later this week to discuss the chaotic scenes. Also, the Belfast City Council has passed a motion to provide financial support to businesses damaged during the rioting. Police expect more violence in the coming days. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A special spectator at the Olympic surfing competition in Tahiti, a whale was spotted breaching the surface near the surfers who were in the middle of a semifinal showdown. And X could be on the move as reports say Elon Musk reportedly shutting down the company's offices in San Francisco, which has served as headquarters since 2012. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. We mentioned yesterday that the Park Falls Community Pool hosted their very first cardboard boat race over Flamborough weekend, including several categories. We spoke with Jarrett Heckendorf and Allie Smith, the two winners of the adult category, for their take on the race and what inspired them to wear costumes despite the high temperatures.
So I guess pretty much the question is, what on earth inspired you to be out here in full costume in like 95 degrees in a USA boat? Was this like for the Olympics or just because?
Well, we had to show up and show out. We always go for the gold. We don't mess around.
I just wanted to win. I'm competitive.
Thank you to our fans for showing up. This is a great event. I hope it becomes a thing around here. Good time.
You can find the full interview and an article online at 90AQCountry.com. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 90AQ Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Crew in Atlanta to open a three-game series against the Braves. Milwaukee with a six-game lead in the NL Central, thanks to the Mets beating the Cards 6-0. Cubs losing at home to the Twins 3-0. NFL, the Packers have practice this week, getting ready to play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft taken off the PUP list after injuring his pectoral muscle in the weight room last April. Kraft thinks he can help out running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game.
In New York, the Giants and the Lions joint practice turned into a brawl. The Packers have a joint practice next week in Denver. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu, let's take a look for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 7th of August. Serving a beef stew tomorrow, stew veggies. Got a biscuit with that, salad with tomato and cucumber, and pumpkin bar with raisins, too. Price County Senior Dining. Give them a call. Any questions or to order at 715-339-2158.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RUN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RUN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-70s this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to around 55 for a low. Tomorrow, partly becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids' dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, August 10th. That's the day the Wisconsin DNR is asking the public to search the state for aquatic invasive species. More details on how you can help out when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR and UW-Madison Division of Extension invite the public to help search for aquatic invasive species across the Badger State this Saturday, August 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Snapshot Day is a statewide effort to protect Wisconsin's streams, lakes, and wetlands by monitoring designated sites for invasive plants and animals. Now in its 11th year, the volunteer efforts of Snapshot Day are crucial to the success of monitoring invasive species. Information collected during the event will provide the DNR with data to help inform and guide management and control activities of these exotic pests. Register online by this Friday, August 9th, to participate in Snapshot Day and help protect the lakes and rivers in your community. All ages are welcome to help search for invasive species, but the event is recommended for ages 8 and up. Register for a monitoring site near you at wateractionvolunteers.org. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This is your station.
This is my station.
So own it. Listen in your car, online, and on our app. It's easy and free.
98Q Country.
I saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown. Phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the talk, words gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown where I grew.
Country. Love this radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. By 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day, and we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23, and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24, and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Lord, I know. You're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate,
ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
98 Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She likes whiskey with her water. She starts dancing when the stars come out. She ain't your typical preacher's daughter. She'll leave you dreaming, yeah, there ain't no doubt. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. She's a little bit of heaven with a wild side. Got a rebel heart of country, mile wide. There's a little bit of devil in her angel eyes. A little bit of devil. Come Sunday morning, she'll be singing with the choir.
Devil in her angel eyes. And I can't stop wondering
today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Ain't no love in Oklahoma. It's not. I don't think that's their tourism slogan. I don't think if you go to the Oklahoma State Chamber of Commerce page at Oklahoma would say there ain't no love in Oklahoma. So Luke Combs obviously not working for the Oklahoma tourism industry. It's an overanalyzation. Another one by your morning guy. 28 minutes after 8 o'clock sunshine. Today is going to be a beaut. It's starting out a little bit cool. I know you're like, Joel. Cool. After that hot and humid stuff over the weekend, this feels cold. But it's going to warm up nicely here, and we'll see temperatures in that 70-75 range. Going to be absolutely perfect for whatever you want to do outside. We're going to get to some birthdays. If you have a birthday or anniversary, you'd like us to wish them a happy day, give us a jingle, and we will put it on the air, and they'll have a chance to win a free cake. Who doesn't like a free cake, really, when you think about it? 715-762-3221. Give us a call. We'll wish him a happy day. Give him a chance to win that Super One cake. We'll get to all of our birthdays after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A source familiar with the campaign tells ABC News that as of last night, Vice President Kamala Harris had not selected her running mate. She's expected to make the decision today and appear with the choice during a rally in Philadelphia tonight. Could be a difficult day for thousands of travelers. More than 1,000 flights in the U.S. already delayed or canceled due to thunderstorms and Debbie. Historic rain expected throughout the southeast from Debbie. Millions are under flood alerts, some worried about their homes in Charleston.
We forgot one vent, so we had to come back and from our house in West Ashley and cover it up.
It was a rainy day on Wall Street Monday, but there could be a brighter forecast today as futures markets are higher. Japan's Nikkei bounced back with an 11% gain. And Bloomberg Philanthropies announced a $600 million gift to four historically black medical schools in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The two major presidential campaigns will hold competing events in Eau Claire tomorrow. Vice President Kamala Harris has had plans to hold a rally in Eau Claire since last week. Late yesterday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance announced plans to speak to the press in Eau Claire. A new University of Wisconsin study finds income inequality in Wisconsin is not as wide as other states, but it's growing. Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says that's due to years of policy decisions and tax code changes.
We need to deliver policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says clean energy jobs backed by federal investments can help reverse the trend. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This past weekend saw Park Falls' 71st Flamborama. There were several food carts there, including Joe and Christy Hutton of Lucky Eight's Grill. We spoke with them about what it means to be invited to attend Flamborama.
We are real happy to be here. We're happy to be invited back. So far, it's been a little slow, but we know this afternoon it's going to pick up.
We also spoke with them after Flamborama for their comments on the event and how everything went.
Well, everything went good. A little bit of rain last night shut us down early, but we came out today and people were real happy to see us again. We would like to say thank you to Park Falls and to Flamborama for having us here, and we hope we are invited back next year.
Yeah, and follow us on Facebook, Lucky Grill.
Yep, Lucky
Grill.
Lucky Eight's Grill.
Lucky Eight's Grill, got it.
On Facebook, yes. You can find our...
So our customer can know where the next destination.
Yeah. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practice and pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with Sports All Mike Clemens.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the DQ $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Not just a cheeseburger, a bacon cheeseburger. Plus fries, drink, and a sundae. All full-sized, all for $7. Because everything's better with bacon. Everything's also better with a side of fries, a refreshing drink, and a sundae to finish. Yum. The $7 bacon cheeseburger meal deal. Now for a limited time on the $7 meal deal lineup. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
All right, we too at the morning show like to delve into our morning show was it Jim Harbaugh quote? Unknown to mankind. I like that. Birthdays today. Birthdays today. Now, Lauren Davis celebrated a birthday back on the 2nd. I'm not sure this made it on the air. It was kind of in our stack of stuff over Flamborama and everything gets mixed up and lost. So, Lauren, at the very least, you're going to go in for the cake drawing this Friday. Gray left me a note on that and sent good wishes your way. And we have Joe Schmidt, who has celebrated a birthday on the 5th. So yesterday, that was a late call in. So Joe, happy belated to you also. You can always email us your birthdays if you like. The best way is just call us and we jot it down. Name goes in for the box at 715-762-3221. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. Birthdays on the celebrity side today, other than those celebrities. We have Jerry Hallwell. She was Ginger Spice of the Spice Girls. And she is 52 today. We got Lisa Stewart, the singer, actress, and television host, was once married to Brady Seals. She is now touring with Leroy Parnell. Well, 56 for Lisa Stewart today. David Robinson, the general, after starring in the Navy and serving there, he went on to be one of the great NBA players. He won a couple NBA titles with the San Antonio Spurs and put in the Hall of Fame in 2009. David Robinson, the general, 59 today. Peggy and Patsy Lynn, the Lynns, country group, 60 today. Michelle Yeoh, Y-E-O-H, the Malaysian, won a Best Actress Oscar in 2023 for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and has a library of other work, too. She is 62 today. We got Paul Bartel, the director, actor, from Eating Raoul, Rock and Roll High School. Passed away back in 2000, born on this day, 1938. Andy Warhol, the artist, filmmaker, and producer of the first Velvet Underground album. He was shot in a 1968 assassination attempt. He died two decades later of complications from gallbladder surgery. Andy Warhol, born on this day, 1928. He passed in 1987. Robert Mitchum, the tough guy. The big Sleep, Cape Fear. The Night of the Hunter. His only Academy Award nomination, Best Supporting Actor in 1945 for Story of G.I. Joe. Robert Mitchum, tough guy. Born on this day, 1917. He passed in 1997. And Lucille Ball, maybe the most famous redhead ever. After a promising film career, the zany redhead became TV's greatest sitcom star of the 50s and 60s. You can tell things were good when sitcoms like that last through generations. You can watch the I Love Lucy show today, and the only thing that may be weird about it is it might be in black and white. But other than that, the comedy, wonderful, wonderful. So I Love Lucy, of course, is what she, and then she had many reincarnations of, it was always, Lucy was always in the name. It was the Lucy Show, I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, whatever. People loved her, and she's funny. And of course, she was married. She had a studio with her husband, Desi Arnaz, who also was in the original I Love Lucy Show. 1911. Lucille Ball was born. We lost her in 1989. Another birthday wish today. We've got Dee Eberhardt celebrated back on the 4th. So we're going to get Bill and Sue wishing Dee a very happy belated birthday. Into the cake drawing you go, Dee, for Friday's Super One cake drawing.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a Spring Air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today, our high in the mid-70s this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to around 55 for a low. Tomorrow, partly becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Don't you worry about getting fixed up. Wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Oh, oh, oh. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of take you on a night ride, windows down, sitting on my side.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. From the moment that it hits your lips, makes those clouds look a little less gray. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. You're sitting watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't nothing that a beer can't fix.
Q Country with Thomas Rhett and featuring John Party on there at 8:48. Let's talk a little bit about your money on a beautiful Tuesday morning. We've got Matt Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. I'm envisioning you on a pontoon right now, kicking back, a little wireless laptop out there. Am I envisioning this correctly?
I wish I had. No, unfortunately not. maybe on Saturday when it was really warm out, but yeah, not today. Unfortunately, back in the office today.
All right. Well, that's probably good. Probably good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people don't like to talk about, and that's life insurance, right?
yeah, absolutely. And like you said, that was kind of the first thing I was going to say. It's not a topic that most people like to talk about. Most people don't like to talk about thinking about them not being here.
Right, right.
But certainly life insurance in many different forms is a crucial aspect to any financial plan, and that's why I wanted to make sure it's something that we talk about.
Yeah, and it's all about just planning for things that happen in life, and knowing that if something does happen, the people you leave behind are going to be okay, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's something that life insurance, kind of in general, is something that, on the term side at least, is something that you hope you buy, but never have to use.
Exactly. All right. So let's get some of the basics. Let's get some of the basics of life insurance.
Yeah. So generally, you need life insurance if other people depend on your income or if you have debt that will carry on after your death. However, the older you get, the more expensive life insurance becomes. That's why the younger you are when you buy life insurance, the better, usually, and that's going to be especially if you can lock in a low rate. If you wait too long to purchase life insurance, not only is it more expensive, it can also be harder to get the policy approved by an insurance underwriter. I think kind of just in general, as people age, probably don't feel as well, right? And as you age, health issues may come up that may make it harder to obtain life insurance.
Right.
The right time to buy life insurance varies from person to person, depending on family and financial circumstances. If you want to purchase a permanent insurance policy with cash value, you need to own it long enough for the cash value account to grow. On the other hand, if you get a term policy, it's only in place for a certain number of years and doesn't include a cash value component. So the optimal time to purchase a policy may certainly be different than with a permanent policy. Okay. So Joel, I did want to focus on the timing of getting life insurance, and while younger is typically or usually better. When it comes to timing, the younger you are when you buy life insurance, the less expensive it will be. This is because at a younger age, you'll qualify for lower premiums. And as you get older, you could develop health problems that make insurance more and more expensive or even disqualifying you from purchasing a plan. However, younger people typically are faced with mortgages, car payments, and student loan debt, tend to put off buying life insurance. While paying off current debt is critical, missing out on buying life insurance at a young age has a significant economic impact, much like delaying saving for retirement. The sooner it is purchased, the better. Just like saving for retirement, the sooner you start, the better. In some cases, you may not need life insurance, such as if you're not planning to have dependents like children or a life partner, or to get a mortgage, and your estate plan can be settled with the assets you have at the time of your death. But if you think any of these things might be in your future, it still can pay to get life insurance even before you've got an apparent need for it. The next thing I want to talk about, Joel, is when to purchase term life insurance. And term life insurance covers you for the term of the policy. And this can vary depending on the policy from 15, 20, 30 years. Some are even going out further than that now. But while a younger age is generally better, when that term should start may also be based on when you anticipate other people depending on your income. You'll want the term of the policy to last as long as your dependents will need your income. For parents, this is often until their children are grown. So in that example, Joel, you know, if you have parents that welcome their first newborn into the world, they may want a longer term policy than 15 years. Because if you look 15 years out, probably still those dependents will still be in need of your income.
Sure. Okay.
So you want to go something longer, either 20 or certainly longer than that as well. Also, couples who own property together may want to be covered until their mortgage is paid off. If both people in a couple are earning income that is crucial to the family, then each should be covered. Parents who don't earn income may also want to consider coverage, as their unpaid labor, aka childcare, might be need to be replaced by paid services such as daycare in the event of their death. So again, an example there would be, you know, Joel, say that you were a stay-at-home dad and had two young kids at home, right? And weren't bringing in any income. If something were to happen to you, you know, those kids may need to be go to daycare, and that certainly costs more and more money than right. What your spouse or partner was anticipating.
Right.
And life insurance may be prudent even before you have dependents. If you have unsecured debt, such as credit card balances or some private student loans, for instance, credit card companies require that all outstanding balances be paid upon the death of the holder. Then kind of switching gears to permanent life insurance and when to buy permanent life insurance. With a permanent life insurance plan, the cash value grows tax deferred. Premium contributions to the whole life policies purchased at an early age can accumulate considerable cash value over the long term, as premiums are typically fixed for the entire life of the policy. Cash value can even be used as a down payment for the purchase of a first home. If held long enough, what you accumulate may be able to supplement retirement income as well. However, the money needs time to grow, which is why an early start is typically the best with a permanent policy. A whole life insurance policy can be prepaid via a lump sum for a minor, even an infant. When the minor turns 18, the policy can be transferred to the insured, to the child, at which point the policy can be funded further or cashed in if it holds any equity. There are certainly the cost of waiting to get life insurance. Foregoing life insurance purchases at a young age can be costly. Because permanent life insurance policies grow in value over time, the sooner you buy in, the better off you'll be down the road. Term policies are different because each individual is different when it comes to deciding when that term of coverage is most beneficial. Again, an infant may not want a 20-year term policy because at age 20 or 21, you probably don't have a whole lot of debts at that point and probably right. just starting to get some of those bigger expenses, whether it's student loans, credit card debt, possibly mortgages, things like that, and children as well.
Right. I guess people just have to ask themselves, what would happen if I was gone, and just maybe get a piece of paper and a pencil, the old school pencil, and write down, the expenses that would still be there. There's people that are married that have, maybe they're 8 or 10 years separated, that if one person passes away, the other person might not be able to collect Social Security. I mean, there's all kinds of different variables in there, isn't there?
There is, yes, absolutely. And those are conversations that we have quite regularly, and those can lead many different directions, including like what you just said. You have to worry about Social Security and when a spouse could collect Social Security, and obviously the expenses as well.
Yeah. And starting young is a great way to go too. And it can be, like you said, some of them build cash value too, right?
Yep, absolutely. And that cash value then can be used down the road, like I said, for down payment of a first house possibly, or even in retirement, depending on the amount of cash value that is growing.
Yeah, and for the younger people listening, they may be shocked still at how cheap life insurance is when you're younger, right?
Oh, absolutely. An example, the average cost for a 20-year level term policy with a $250,000 death benefit is about $205 a year for a healthy 25-year-old male. So when you look at it through the years, very cheap compared to getting it at 45, for example.
Yeah, 15, 20 bucks a month or whatever. And you have the peace of mind knowing that your spouse or whatever, whoever the benefactor is, covered. And as always, Matt, people can sit down right across the table from you. They can kind of lay it out, because I think this is one of the more complicated things. It sounds so simple, life insurance, but like we mentioned, a spouse passing away, can you collect their Social Security yet, and all that stuff. There's a lot of variables in there. So sitting down and chatting with you, I'm sure you found to be very valuable for your clients, right?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned right away, it's something that we talk about quite often, and as you've mentioned, there's many different variables, but it is a crucial part of any financial plan. We have to certainly plan for the unexpected, and certainly life insurance does that.
Yeah. All right. Pioneer-financial.net is the website. You're on Facebook too. Locations in Phillips, Medford, and Hawkins. They can give you a call, Matt, and set up that free initial consultation and just kind of lay things out on the table, right?
Yep, absolutely. And we can put that plan together and have some of those conversations that certainly include life insurance as well.
Right. 748-3231, 715-748-3231. All right. Maybe that's a great pontoon ride later in the day, Matt, but not right now. We're going to work. All right. Matt, always good to talk to you, Matt. We'll chat with you next Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Yep. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, Matthew Krieger, he's with Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning to talk about all kinds of different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake.